No one would blame Skip Ryan if he didn't do this anymore. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and the 68-year-old fisherman is dragging a plastic trunk of fish carcasses across the dock toward his boat. These smelly haddock and pollock remains are bait. Ryan's skin is weathered. He's got creases in his neck, and his canvas work pants seem to hang on his lean frame. He has made a living from catching Boston Harbor lobsters since 1964. He started even earlier.
When I was a little kid, I seen a couple old traps washed up on the beach, and I was mesmerized by it, you know, with the nets and all that. And I took home like 4 or 5 old ones, put them in my bedroom and rebuilt them and everything, and then finally went and got a license and put them in the water. So basically that's how I started, you know. Sometimes I'm not sure if I've done the right thing or not.
The first stop for his 12-meter boat, named Finest Kind, is a channel right off the waterfront. Cruise ships dock on one side. On the other, long-haul cargo ships unload their containers. In the middle, Ryan starts pulling up his first line of lobster traps for the day. Each trawl is basically a rope strung with 25 lobster traps, wire cages, each the size of a big trunk. As Ryan winches up the lobster traps from the channel floor, Paul Cabral pulls out any lobsters large enough to harvest and throws back the rest, along with anything else that got caught in the trap, mostly crabs and starfish. Then he puts in new bait, those fish carcasses. Lobstering is not Cabral's main line of work.
I did it 20 years ago as a kid. I just needed some extra work.
He's been Ryan's sternman for the last month. They've been heading out extra early this week to beat the heat. It's now 5 in the morning, and Boston office towers are punching through the dawn haze. Cabral has worked in those buildings, too.
An elevator mechanic, but I got laid off. So I'm waiting for Barack to do something about the economy so I can go back to my regular job, you know? Hopefully things will get better quick, you know? Because I love fishing, but not at 45 years old.
This first trawl is disappointing. They have only a dozen lobsters for twice as many traps. So they keep the traps on board and haul them out to a new spot farther out in the harbor.
That's where the majority of the lobsters are. They're in the deeper water. That's where the channels are, so you've got to compete with the ships. And sometimes a barge, between the barge and the tug, his cable hits the bottom and you'll grab your trawl and scoop up a bunch of traps.
Ryan has lost a lot of traps that way, but he's also dragged up things that ships have lost. Anchors, for one. He has one in his front yard. He once pulled up a molasses jug from the 1800s. And right now, the trawl he's pulling up is brimming with lobsters. There are even a few five-bangers, traps with 5 harvestable lobsters in them. They're beautiful, pumpkin-colored claws and green legs clouded by a veil of gray speckles. Soon, 64 of these half-to-1-kilo crustaceans are flopping around in wooden boxes. The two men work and don't talk much. The only interruptions are seagulls and shouts from the two-way radio, other lobstermen shooting the breeze.
Feel like the mayor today.
Everybody's in a good mood. Must be some lobsters around or something.
Ryan says back in the 80s, there was a lot more chatter. 80 lobster boats ran out of the Boston Harbor. Today, it's 27. The bounty isn't what it used to be. 30 years ago, lobsters flourished around the sewage dump at the edge of the harbor. They fed on the worms that fed on the sludge. Harbor cleanup put an end to that. But Ryan says that's not the main reason the number of commercial lobster boats has dropped in the Boston Harbor.
It's not profitable. There's easier ways to make a living. You know, the cost of new business keeps going up. The cost of materials and bait and fuel, the price of lobsters hasn't kept up with it. A lot of guys says that it's just not worth it.
Ryan says he used to net 70% of what he sold. Today, his profit margin is 30%. After 8 hours on the water, pulling up, emptying, and resetting 250 traps, the boat heads back to the Boston waterfront. The sun is straight above. Sailboats slice the water. Skip Ryan is 68 years old, and he's not ready to give this up yet.
You know, it's a lot more work than it used to be for me, but I still enjoy it. So, you know, I've had a lot of, you know, people ask me, well, when are you, how long are you going to go? When are you going to give it up or whatever? And, you know, I'll know when it's time.
Back at the dock, Ryan and Cabral empty 135 kilos of lobsters. He'll get $10 per kilo. He'll buy more bait, clean the boat, and get everything ready to go out again tomorrow. Skip Ryan says commercial fishing may never return to what it used to be, but this lobster boat captain thinks as long as there are lobsters in the Boston Harbor, there will be lobstermen to drag them up. For VOA News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston Harbor.